We started learning last Erev Shabbos, Perek Tes, Sif Yud Beis, Ma'aris HaTorah. We did a few sentences. Let's chaz a little bit. Let's start again. We start at the end. We're just going to review a little bit. Bahai Klola, page Nun Gimel. Bahai Klola, Shle Yitalo, Paradei, Salamisha, Mila, Kves, Rebos, of Yayin. So what are we going to do? Rav Kook says we have a klal in Halacha that a person is not allowed to go for a stroll in the orchard, meaning to enter into the orchard of learning Pnimis HaTorah, until his belly is filled with meat and wine, meaning until he's become proficient in Shas and Poskim, in Nigla, in revealed Torah. Rav Kook says it's true. It's true for a person who doesn't feel that he must go into the paradise. And as far as the Tzad HaDin is concerned, as far as Halacha is concerned, it's true that it's brought down in Halacha that there's this condition of Mishamile Kreis of Abbas of Yayin. Alamisha Margish Balibai, but a person who feels in his heart, Chesha Gatshuka Lalimit Hadvar Mapnimim, a great longing, a desire to learn Hadvar Mapnimim, Pnimiyas HaTorah, of course with proper Hadracha, and with the conditions that are going to be discussed with proper Hadracha, and at the right pace, and the right level, and so on, Yishamayim. The person who has this cheshek and tshuka to learn in yonim pnimiyim, dvarim pnimiyim, lahaskil, the next page, v'amitasa yisborch, to try to understand the truth of Hashem, lahaskil v'amitasa yisborch, to understand more deeply, amitasa yisborch, hayu bechlal lo'olam yilmad adam tar mokim shli v'chavis. So he's included. He's bechlal. La'olam yilmad adam Torah b'makom shli b'chavis. The Gemara says that a person should always learn Torah b'makom shli b'chavis, in that area of Torah that his heart desires. So that principle in Halacha of b'makom shli b'chavis, that principle can override for that individual, not as a way of establishing a curriculum in any school system of Pnimiyas HaTorah. It depends on the cheshek and the rotzen of the individual. But if the individual has such a cheshek and such a rotzen, if he has such a rotzen, then we have this other principle in Halacha, that a person, la'olam yilmad adam Torah b'makom shli b'chafetz, that he should learn Torah the Malkam Shali Bechafis, his heart desires. In his heart, Hashem's Baruch is speaking to him through his heart. The taste of Ruach HaKadosh that we still have, regular people have, is for those things that the heart says. Of course, one has to be careful, and these things can be very confusing, but Tzadik, it says in Sikhas at Tzadik, and to cloud that what a heart, that the heart says to the person has to be taken seriously. Kevin Shemehastam, Bevade Yeshul is a Kishna Miucha. If his heart is telling him this, that he can't go on without learning in Yonah Pnimiyim, then Mistama, that means that he has a special Kishon for this, that Hashem Baruch has prepared him for this, and that it is something that he must. That he must do in order to be marshal himself. And the tshuka itself proves that this is the rasan of Hashem. Shuyasak b'yidiyas shma yisbarach. That he should be Isaac in yidiyas shem Hashem, in learning to understand more the Shem Hashem. So all of Pnimis HaTorah is built on that understanding of Shem Hashem. V'zula zeh, kol ha'nyanam ha'ela noigim l'diyah Shmoyiz Baruch, kefi ha'tzarech shel kviyas ha'yira. And Rav Kook says that all of the inyanim, besides this, all of the inyanim, ha'noigim l'diyah Shmoyiz Baruch, that are part of this learning of coming to know more Yidiyah Shem Hashem. Kviyat Tzarech Shal Kviyas Ayir, to the degree that the person needs to be Kaveya Yiras Hashem inside of him, till he feels that connection to Yiras Shemayim, to Yiras Hashem, and he feels the Shem Hashem inside of him. Kvimasha Adam Margish Boy, Mahi Kviyas Ayir, each person has a different sense, a different feeling of what is the Kviyas Hayira, what brings him to Yiras Shemayim. Kevin Shekvar Chanon HaYashem Zbarach Dei V'Haskel. Since Hashem has already given this person the mind to understand, Meshuhu Meivin Heitev Shem Kaivim Bayis Hayira, and the person understands, it's clear to him, that without learning these things, without learning Pnimis HaTorah, he's missing in his Yiras Shemayim. That something is lacking in his ability to feel Hashem's presence in his life. Unless he learns these limudim, he feels that that's missing. To a large extent, it's missing. He understands and he feels that. That he needs these limudim not in order to be able to understand something more, or to be able to have just a greater intellect as far as Yiddishkeit is concerned. And it's not a matter of memorizing kavanas and so on, yichudim, because it's a part of his learning. But rather, Rav Kook is saying that Kidemis feels that his Yiras Shemayim is not the same without learning Pnimis HaTorah. His feeling of Hashem in his life is not the same. And he understands. Maven Hatev Shahim Kaivim by Yasayiro Umibalaudam Techsavai. And without learning these things, it's missing. That feeling of Hashem's Bach, of Shivis Hashem the Negdi Samit, of Kirvis Alakim, is not the same. Etzlai, by such a person, when the sherish of his longing to learn these things is Yiras Hashem, not stam curiosity, and not because it's cool, but because of Yiras Shemayim. Etzlei vada heim atzmam habosa v'alechem heima. By this person, Pnimis HaTorah itself is the meat and the bread that gives him his existence. Because he feels that he can't live. He can't live as a Yiras Shemayim without Pnimis HaTorah. If for that person, that's his Basar Lechem. That's what he needs to just go on, to be able to be a Jew that has Yiras Shemayim. He feels that. Ve'ein ze klal bechlal til bepardes. For this person, it's not stam a tiul bepardes. A tiul bepardes, you know, to take a stroll. A stroll is a very relaxing thing. To take a stroll, a tiul bepardes, for this person, it's not a stroll. that's not what's missing in his life. A teal bepardes. It's not something for this person. It's not a tiyul. A tiyul means that something which is more than what you need. A tiyul is a thing that one does in his spare time. It's something that one does to give a little bit of a chiyus. It's a way of enjoying its leisure. That's what a tiyul is. A spatzir. That's relaxing. For this person, it's not something which is a tiyul. A tiyul means something above and beyond, something extra, something pleasurable. For this person, it's his life. It's to be kaveh yerushalayim. Otherwise, when he says the words baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech ha'olam, he doesn't feel what that means. Baruch atah Hashem. Not those words. Baruch atah Hashem. Atah Hashem. You Hashem. He doesn't feel that. He doesn't feel Yerushalayim when he says those words. He doesn't feel that shakes him up. Atah Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem. This is not a shpitzir we're talking about. It's not a stroll. He's gasping for air. He wants to live. And he feels that entering into the paradise is not a matter of a tiyul. It's not adding something to his learning. It's not that he's made a siyum on Shas and he's finished Shulchan Aruch and now what's next? What's the next part of the curriculum? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a yid who feels that if he doesn't have this, he doesn't know what he's saying when he says Baruch Atah Hashem. He can't feel. He can't feel Hashem's presence if he doesn't understand. He's not from the Yodei Shemecha. What does that mean, Hashem? The other people, that's not something that drives them, and that's something that pushes them, and they go. But for this person, the Atah Hashem, he doesn't feel it. And he wants to be kaveh, this Yiras Shemayim in him, with all of his heart, he wants to be kaveh this. So Rav Kook says, Veinza klal b'chlal tiyul b'pardes, rak mashu l'maylim b'chdei tzarech kviyas ayir. It's not a tiyul b'pardes, to go for a stroll in the orchard. Rak mashu l'maylim b'chdei tzarech kviyas ayir is something which is above and beyond what he needs to survive. This is his survival. He needs this in order to survive as a Jew. That's his survival. Otherwise he feels, I don't have it. That's his Baal Sev Alechem. You have another person, he's somebody that learned Shas and Poskim, he's a big Talmud Chacham, and that was the bread and the meat, that was the boss of Alechem of his Torah learning. And now he wants to have something for dessert. He wants to have a Viennese table. So he looks at the Viennese table and has on it Zohar Kodesh and Kisveri and the Ramak and the Lashem and so on. And it's something which is mamtik, his learning, like a tiyul that a person takes after you had a Shabbos meal. So after one has the Shabbos meal, you go a little bit for Shpatzir. So there are such Jews that it's a matter of their understanding and their learning, that after going through on their Madrega, Shas and Poskim, they go for Shpatzir. And where's the Shpatzir? Where's the stroll? It's in the paradise. It's in the orchard of Torah. But that's not, the book says, that's not the person we're talking about. We're talking about somebody who's not going. He's not going for a stroll. This is his bread. This is his water. This is his oxygen. Ve'ein zechlal bechlal til b'pradis rak mishulmal midas bechdei tzarech kviyas ayir. Okay, therefore, misha magish sichloin tiyosei be'emes l'das Hashem. A person who feels in his mind and his netiyas. His whole inclination is in this. Be'emes is l'das Hashem. Is to know Hashem. That's what he feels. So if Kook says, Yeh chazak ma'od b'darkai. be very strong in that. Yechazak ma'oid bedako, because there are going to be many, many people, sometimes nice people, sometimes much more learned than you, sometimes with very nice long beards. They're going to tell you that this is not right, this is not for you. So Rav Kook says, Yechazak ma'oid bedako, be very strong in your path. V'yeda ki yaskil v'yatzliach, to know that you'll understand and you'll be matzliach. Ki yaskil v'yatzliach. But not chas v'shalom to neglect and to turn away from the niglus of Torah. The year l'kbar is amanim reshumim. Still, one should be careful to set aside specific times. L'das pshotei ha-Torah v'hilcheseha de'iyun karoi, to learn nigla, to learn shas and poskim. With concentration and with depth. But v'ikar limudai, however, Rav Kook says, v'ikar limudai, his main learning, the ikar of his learning should be, ba'imek simchas leiv, with the depths of the joy of his heart, u'kviyus yiyah b'masha nafshei cheshekesh, should dafke be in that area of Torah that his soul is longing for. B'masha nafshei cheshekesh, ledovka b'yidiyah shmai yizbarach. To attach himself to Yedias Shem Hashem, to knowing Hashem's name, to Pnimis HaTorah. He's not writing this for children, of course. Even for a bacher, one has to be very careful. V'yeda Shaloi Kach Yasa, and he should know that for him, this is what's appropriate. Kach Yasa. This is the right thing. V'mir sh'roiv ha'loimdim ein ha'nagosim kach. And if you see that most of the loimdim ein ha'nagosim kach, that they don't, that's not, you see the loimdim, you see the Talmid Chachamim, you see the people in Yeshiva, and sh'roiv ha'loimdim ein ha'nagosim kach. That's not what they do. They don't do that. And again, not only that, but very often, this group of Rav HaLaimdim will express their opinion to you, or some of them will express their opinion to you. And sometimes they'll do it very strongly. And sometimes they'll even make you feel that you're doing something terrible. The Amir Asher Rav HaLaimdim Ein HaNagasam Kach Yeda, you should know, Shebe'emes Lahem Roi Shelo Yeh HaKadosh. You should know that what they're saying to you is taka true for themselves, that they should not learn these things. Those people who are warning you and who do not feel at all drawn to these inyon and pnimiyim, that for them, yeda shabam is lahem roi shalo yaharsu. Lo yaharsu, like, they're not allowed to run up to Har Sinai, lo yaharsu. They're not allowed to run, they shouldn't run, they don't belong there. And they should just stick to what they're learning, to the regular program of the yeshiva. Shabbat Shalom, Roy, Shalom Yeharsu. Shalom Yeharsu. They talk, they shouldn't. Shalom Yeharsu LaKadosh. And what about these people? They should never. So, whatever the pace is for that person, Achiel Hul Kafi HaHadraga, let them move at their own pace. For now, that individual or those people don't feel that that's something that they need for their Yiras Shamayim. Whether they're interested in Yiras Shamayim or they have some other agenda, that's not your business. But your business is to do what you need to do, and not to pay any attention to these people, unless you see one of them opening up one of the Sram, then you should say, I'm not so sure this is a good thing for you. Those people are not starving for these things. So they have to go by hadraga. Let them go gradually and work their way through till they come to that point where everybody's going to realize that there's no tachlis to living without the Shem Hashem. Ve'ein shayach b'ze l'isroimimus v'isparus. But Rav Kook says, it's not shayach that you should feel some sense of isroimimus and hisparus, meaning that you feel that you shouldn't begin to look at yourself that you're some kind of an elite person that's in a higher madrega than these people. You shouldn't look at yourself in that way. We'll see a piece a little bit from Rav Matl Zilber in a minute on this inyan. You shouldn't feel, because it could lead you to this feeling, look, I'm Isaac in these things, and this person just sits there all day long with the Gemara and the Mishnah Berurah. So one could begin to feel that a certain sense of his remus and his pyrus over that guy. So Rav Kook says that you shouldn't feel that way. And you should not do that. He says, Vein shaykh b'zal serenus his pyrus. Not shaykh that you should feel that way. Why? Because rak b'chinus mechulokas batzilas anavshis. We're talking about different souls. B'chinus mechulokas batzilas anavshis. There's just a different chilukim between this nefesh and that nefesh. How that nefesh, how that person, how his soul, and how he was mishtalshel into this world, and what he needs, and what he's Isaac in, and what for him is kaveh yiras shamayim, is not the same as you. Of course, he has to know the same thing about you. The problem is that he's not reading Arias HaTorah. That's the problem. That's usually the problem. But the b'chinus mechulokas batzilas anavshis. But he ends and says, "V'yeshloim shemisha sichloi l'fi tivay derish davke shiu anyanim akadoshim aloikim aruchim u'shmurim esloi b'shiyasko v'hem." A person such as the one he's describing, who feels in his mind and his whole teva, this demand that he davke has to be oisik in these godly matters. Yanim kadoshim aloikim aruchim to set out clearly u'shmurim esloi b'shiyasko v'hem, to guard them and to learn them, to understand them. As EF shaloi liyos zoicho yisbarach tamid, vach aydei yidias shmei vaskalosai. So Rav Kook warns here a little bit at the end that a person like this has to also be very careful. A number of things, but one thing he says here that it shouldn't be that he needs to depend entirely upon these limudim in order to have an yiras shamayim. It can't be that he's so completely dependent on them that the only source of his yiras shamayim is learning these inyanim elokim, these inyanim pnimiyos. As yev shalaliya zoichri yisbarach tamid. Can't be that the only way that he remembers Hashem is Raka Ideya Shmei Vaskalos is only by knowing Hashem's name and learning these things. It can't be. It's not good. He calls man Sheyachzer Hamozen Hanitzvach. But what happens to this person, what could happen to this person, that any time that he's missing the Mozen Hanitzvach, that he's missing his food, he's missing his nutrition, that for whatever reason he's not in that matzav ruach, or he's not understanding something that he's learning in Pnimius HaTorah, whatever it is, there could be many, many reasons. It calls this person, what could happen is that he'll have this feeling, he calls man sheyachzer hamozen and hanitzvach, that if he's missing the food that he needs, he's missing that day, he's missing his learning of this sefer, or that sefer, this inyun, or that inyun, thinking about certain things in Elokus, is missing that day because of work, or because of school, or because of where he is and with whom he finds himself. He calls man sheyachzer hamozen hanitzvach lefi hamezeg, harei hachalish is morgeshes. Then he'll begin to feel a tremendous chalishus in his avodah. His whole avodah has been built in such a way where it depends entirely upon thinking about these things and learning these things. And then what happens is that when he's missing this, it could cause, for whatever reason, it could cause a terrible weakening in his whole avodas Hashem, his whole Yiras Shamayim. Could be that for some time he does not feel a cheshek. Or whatever else he's going through. But if he has built his Yiddishkeit entirely upon these limudim, and they have become his basar and lechem, his meat, his bread, in order to live, so there is a danger in that when he doesn't have his usual diet of this basar and lechem, he feels no tam in a glass of water. And he begins to look at things in a Gemara or in a Chumash Rashi, and he begins to look at things in such a way where he doesn't see in all of Torah, he doesn't feel an aliyah, he doesn't have a chaskas from all that he's learning. So to him, the Gemara seems totally dry, or the Chumash Rashi feels like he's having a drink of water, or he's having something very, very plain. It's not something that fills him. So there's this danger. He's become hooked on this to such a degree that when it's missing, so he wants to have his 46 ounce ribeye steak or something, and when it's missing, and you just give him a little bit of bagel and tuna fish, so he suffers from that. And he doesn't feel any nourishment in that. He calls man sheyechsa. What could happen is he calls man sheyechsa amazna and itzof lefi amezik hari chalishus morgeshes. A chalishus morgeshes, he feels a chalishus. Afal pi shemi she'in tzar kol kach l'mezaynay, yibari ulam b'ma'at mazan. A person who doesn't need that so much, even if he has a little bit to eat, he's fine. So you could be a person that you're on a strong diet of all of these limudim. And when you're not having that diet, when you're not on that, something is wrong, you're not having those limudim, you're not learning those things, so then you could be very weak. And your Yiddishkeit could become very weakened. Your davening, your mitzvahs, your yerushalayim, of what not to look at, what to think about. And then you see some happy little Jew that he just sticks to the regular stuff. He learns Chumash Rashi, he learns a little Gemara, a little Shemir Saloshin, a little Mrs. Sharm in a tiny stick away, but he learns Mrs. Sharm. I mean, he comes to davening on time. And here you're the big Eris HaTara guy. Doesn't get you to Minyan. It's interesting. Eris HaTara doesn't get you to Minyan. And then you see the guy next to you. He listens to Rabbi Victor Miller tapes all day long. Those are the frumest people. And he's the davening early. You're not going to meet him in the internet cafe or something. He's a big elachid. You know, that's strange. You're Isaac and Sisrei Torah. You have Eitz Chaim over here, and on the left side you're sitting there with the Shari Torah. And you're learning Rav Kook and Rav Tzaddik and Svas Emes, and you're learning Chabad and Zedachov, and you're learning whatever, the whole program. And yet, okay, so today it's not going so well. You're not right now Isaac in these things for whatever reason, something with work, something with the family. And the davening is not a davening so much, and your shemaim is not the way it should be. And you don't understand that here you have the person. The meat and potatoes Yid, Pasha to Yid, that he's just Isaac in the regular things, the guy that was warning you, maybe to be careful with what you're learning, and you poo-pooed and you said, God, don't, this is, Rav Kook said that this is, I have to be strong. And the guy over there that just is listening to the tapes and looks a little bit Mishnayos and Gemara, that guy is a minion. That guy is doing the right thing. He stays away from the wrong places. He talks to his wife and children in a nice way. And here you're the big Kabbalist with the big tshuka, the big cheshek for Hashem, and Yedias Hashem, and Shem Hashem, and everything, all that stuff. And it's not going. You cause a very big halishas. And the other person is Afal Pi Shemisha Ein Tzarich Kol Kach L'Mezaynei. That person doesn't need all that. He doesn't need all that fancy food. He doesn't need all that fancy food. He eats regular stuff, regular Yiddishkeit one. He has regular Yiddishkeit, and you see this Yirei Shemayim. And all of your Pnimius HaTorah hasn't kept you from that website. It hasn't kept you from looking at the wrong place and thinking the wrong things with all the Pnimius HaTorah. So that could cause a person to feel that there's no tachlis of what I'm doing, that my path is a wrong path. One mustn't feel that either. That doesn't mean that that's not. It just means that you have to make sure to be properly balanced and to stick to a healthy program, to be, as Rav Kook is telling us. Therefore, you can't learn from one person to another person. Everybody has their own inyan. And for that person for whom the listening to the tape and learning a little Mishnayos and Gemara that gives him the Yirat Shamayim to make his way through the day, kol hakavod. That's his inyan. And you shouldn't feel an advantage over him. You shouldn't feel more chashuv than him. That's his inyan. As far as your inyan, you shouldn't abandon it because you're having a difficult time right now, and because there's a weakening. You have to be mechazik yourself, to be mashlim, you're learning in the right way, and to daven, and to ask Hashem's baruch that all that you're learning should have a big hashpah on you, and so on. But everybody's different. And it doesn't mean that you have to leave your way. It means you have to be careful in that. Therefore, a person whose heart has lifted him to look into these deeper things, he shouldn't become bewildered or frightened. He has to know that that's his responsibility, that's his obligation in life to go, continue on. Even though he sometimes sees this chalishis and it's, but it's his, he has to know kikachi chavasa. But at the same time, he has to make sure not to give away his Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, not to give away his Mishnayos, not to give away his Gemara, not to give away the Chofetz Chaim. Baderech HaKvusha L'Kol, that big road, that big highway that Jews travel on, it's good. It's a very, very good road. And it's very safe. It's very safe, and it has to be part of your life. You have to be able to know how to get back to the main road. Of course, you go off in different places, and you go into beautiful forests, and you see beautiful lakes and rivers. It's fantastic. And again, it's not just a spatzir; it's a kviyas of Yirat Shamayim in you, and it makes you feel the presence of God in your life. But oy vavoy, if you can't find your way back to the highway, oy vavoy, if you lost the way to the highway. And you can't go with a good Erlich Yidin, with a Mishnayos and a Gemara, and a little bit of Chavetz Chaim. If you can't go on that highway, you could be in big trouble. You could be in big trouble. That's the Derech HaKvusha L'Kol. That's the path that has been carved out over thousands of years by good Jews. And that's a very, very safe place. It's a safe place. It's home base. And you have to always be able to know how to get back there. And you could meet people, if you walk in Tzfas, in Yerushalayim, you don't have to go more than 10, 15 minutes where you meet somebody that never got back to the main road. And you could see it in their eyes, that they never got back to the main road. Then there are other people, you look in their eyes, and they never took a little bit of a trip off the main road. You say that. At the end of the day, the ones who stay in the Derech Kvusha, those who remain in the Derech Kvusha, they shomer mitzvahs, they keep the mitzvahs, and they do what they're supposed to do. The ones whose hearts are pulling them off that main road, so Rav Kook says, say that that's, you should know that that's his yedek kachi chavasai, that they have to go for those trips. But v'aderech hakvushal akol lo yaniach lagamri, but not to chas v'chalila, ignore completely, and to go totally away from the derech hakvusha, from the main highway, the main road, chas v'shal, chas v'shal. I received hadrach like that many, many years ago from Tzaddikim Yerushalayim. And all the years with the learning of the Inyanim Pnimiyim, I always kept up and tried to keep up Limudim in Madregas Adam, in Chavis Lavavis, and the regular storm of learning and so on, and Musar and learning. And one has to be careful not to ever abandon. V'derech ha'kvusha l'kol lo yiniach l'gamrei. Of course, at some point you begin to think that the Kedusha Slavi is also on the Derech HaKvusha L'Kol. You start to put more selections into the Derech HaKvusha L'Kol. And the Ramele Malach is that, so the Derech HaKvusha L'Kol. Because then at that point, there are other things that are on the side, so then you start to have more material that's on the Derech HaKvusha L'Kol. That's also, one should be careful with these things. V'derech ha'kvush l'kol ha'yaneich l'gamri. Aval yeda, but you have to know. Ki I ev sheklal shetia noa loy, b'loy hashkofer protis amashenav shederashis imenu. Rav Kook says, you have to know. It's impossible. Aval yeda, ki I ev sheklal, it's impossible, shetia noa loy, that it should be what fits you, what's becoming for you in your avodas Hashem and your learning. The loy hashkafa pratis, without looking specifically and personally, amasha nafsha dereshes mimenu, to what your own soul demands of you. You can't listen to, you can't go by other people. You cannot go in such a way. At the same time, you can't ignore the main highway, which is packed with other people. But aval yeda ki I ev sheklal shetia noa loy b'lei hashkofer pratis amasha nafsha dereshes mimenu. You'll never get to where you have to go. If you're going to ignore that hashkofer pratis amasha nafsha dereshes mimenu, what your own soul is demanding of you. And if you try to keep that balance, to always keep your eye on the main road, to always respect the people on the main road, and at the same time, to know where your heart takes you to the side streets. So then, v'oz yaskil v'yatzliach, you'll understand and you'll be matzliach. V'yoyved es Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leiv, and you'll be able to serve Hashem with great joy, and with a tuv leiv, with a gladness, and a tuv leiv, and a good heart. This is such a big, big, big yesod, and that there has to be a big shmira in what Rav Kook is saying here. And really, there'd be a lot to talk about. Listen, I want to do just this little bit from a longer shmuz, a piece of a longer shmuz that was given out last week from the chevra, from Rav Matl Zilber's chevra. You see, it's Tosh Nayin Beis Gilyon Yodalet Vayichi. The shiurim that Rav Matl gives on Agud Pirka and Bnei Sascha on a regular basis. And And this was a long, it's around the whole thing was around 12 pages like this, 11, 12 pages on this Nakuda, and now I just got, Moshe just gave me the one for this, for Pasha Shmois, and it goes on in this Indian, another 12, 13 pages. Huh? Yeah. 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 So the point of this mimer, Rav Mattel's mimer here, is the inyan of limud ha-pnimiyus. It's all about limud ha-pnimiyus. The second part of this mimer is the history of that limud. It's fascinating. Some of what Rav Mattel said Monday night is in this, also in this mimer. Some parts of it's what he said Monday night. I want to remind them before I forget that this Monday night, and the women are invited to this also, that this Monday night Rav Kluge is going to be giving a shiur in Lashon HaKodesh to Chevra Shekama. Whoever has been at the early ones knows that it's something special. So let's look a little bit at this to get a sense of really this is really what Rav Kluge is talking about. The Novei Ata, right, there's side Dalet and side Hey. So I think the smart thing would be to solve the dialogue. The Novei Ata Laharchiv Bechloli is Be'inyin Limud Pnimiyus HaTorah. He says, let's talk a little bit more about the inyan of learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. Dinyin Zeh Tzorach Biur Rachav. The truth is, this needs a lot of explanation. We need to talk, to work on this a lot. Because in this subject of learning pnimius, we find that there's a tremendous chiddush. Sheyesh by kain stira mefureshes mamish, that we see in this inyan of learning pnimius what appears to be such a contradiction, such a stira, such a paradox. That we don't find anything like this with all other subjects of Torah. And with the other inyanim of Avodas Hashem. What's the steer? On the one hand, Matsino Harbe Mekaimus Mamish Becholas Varm Ha'oiskim Epnimis at Torah. On the one hand, we find in many places in the Svarim, there are Isaac and Pnimis of Torah, B'Zayah Kaddish, or B'Divrei HaRizal, or B'Akdomis Rab Chaim, V'Tal Eitzah Chaim, Shekosvu Dvarim Gedoyle Ma'oid. We find that they have written Dvarim Gedoyle Ma'oid, B'Mailas HaEisig of Pnimis of Torah. That they write very, very strongly, very, very strongly about the Maila, the urgency, not just the Maila, the urgency of how we have to learn Pnimiyus HaTorah. You wouldn't believe the Lashonis of Reb Chaim Vital, and the Lashonis of the Vilna Gaon. What is it that a Jew who doesn't learn Pnimiyus HaTorah is kind of? The Lashonis of Kemet, he's not a Jew. It almost sounds like he's not a Jew if you don't learn Pnimiyus HaTorah. Shekos v'dorm gedolim ma'od b'maylas ha'esek v'pnimiyus HaTorah u'begardel ha'nechitzos, the great urgency and need shalimud Pnimiyus HaTorah, to learn Pnimiyus HaTorah. U'bezar HaKadosh Isa, and the biggest thing of all is that it says in the Zohar. And almost every Lag B'Omer I talk about this. But the whole Geula with Mashiach depends on this, on learning Pnimiyus HaTorah. And those who ignore the limit of Pnimiyus HaTorah are machik the Geula, pushing away Mashiach. The Baha'i Chibur, it's in the Zohar, Yafkum Yisram Gelusa Barachmi. With this Chibur, with learning the Zohar HaKadosh, the Jewish people are going to go out of Golos Barachmi, with great Rachmi, with great love. It says in the Svarim that by ignoring the Zohar Kodesh and by ignoring Pnimiyus HaTorah, we're causing the delay of Gula, and we're bringing upon Klai Yisrael all kinds of tzaras mishumas, God forbid. Ubamakarmes harbi yesh l'shanes bezarka dzvay la'al medinim natim en liba. Vay la'am ha'oyvei. La'alma, to the world, dinan atim and libu, whose hearts are shut, whose semen einen, whose eyes are closed, lo mistak them berazer their eyes, because they're not looking at the secrets of Torah. Velo yadim, they don't know. That says Nazar Kaddish. Vay la'alma. She'enem evinim is a Torah. Velo yadim means that they don't understand what they're talking about. They don't understand Torah without it. That's called Mashanasa. They don't understand what's happening in the world. They don't understand what's going on without the Nimis of Torah. The Nirim Devarim Kimisha and Abaki beside us at Torah, when you look at what it says in these writings, and we're talking about the Zohar Kodesh, and we're talking about Reb Chaim Vital and the Arizal and the Ramak and so on. And it comes out and from the Vilna Gaon a lot. Kimisha ain't a baki besides the Torah, that a person who's not baki, who's not proficient in the secrets of Torah, he know mufrach l'gamri mamish. It's a question of b'chlal. What kind of a Jew is he? Mufrach l'gamri. Mufrach l'gamri means it's a kash on him. What's with you? What's wrong with you? U'bachdomus Reb Chaim Vital kosel l'shen shekeelu. And Reb Chaim Vital writes in the Hagdamah to the Kisvei Ari, such l'shaynus al gov l'chitzos limit pnimis haTorah, on the need to learn pnimis haTorah, asher tismarna sa'orais roish, that a person's hair will stand up, milishaynus elu, be'emes. The strong l'shaynus that no one ever showed us, and that most of our Rebbeim never saw or heard of, and if they would see, they would say, I don't know, that's not for us, whatever. The Kosov Sham, Reb Chaim Vital writes, he called Niglas of Torah, him ke klipas hashum. All of the Niglas of Torah. It means all of the revealed Torah, with all the real. Gemara Rashi Taisus, Rishonim, Achronim. Even Reb Chaim Briska. Everything. It's ke klipas hashum. It's like the peel of a garlic peel. Lagabe Pnimis HaTorah, compared to Pnimis HaTorah. Venim doimim zel is a klal. It's two different worlds. Umisha madiv is a nigla ala nista. And Reb Chaim Vital writes that anybody who prefers and who chooses nigla, the revealed Torah, ala nista, and ignores nista, harizeb b'chinis shivcha kitirash gevirte. It's like the maidservant who has taken away the home from the woman who owns the house. The maidservant. The nigla is the servant that works in the house. And the gvirta, the balabasta, the rich woman, is nista. And a person whose madiv is a nigla, ala nista is harik is a kibichinus shivcha kitiras gvirta. These are meridical l'shoynus. If it was Rav Kolkov, if it was even Vitamid Yibol Shem, so you could have people that would say, ah. I mean, those people do that, are putting themselves in great danger. But we're talking here about the l'shoynus of Rabbi Chaim Vital. Vein zeh stam adifus ba'alma. We're not talking about, well, it's what you prefer. If that's your thing, then do that. Reb Chaim Vital says, is saying, it's a b'china of shivcha kitiras gevirta. And the person is pushing away Mashiach. U'me'idach gisa, but then on the other hand, this is the stira. But then on the other hand, yesh lo'chiach min hag shalom, if you just look around, and not only now, if you look around, now and at earlier generations, if you just look at the Minigah Olam, I say it's a rove Klai Yisrael. That by most of Klai Yisrael, meaning people who learn Torah, I feel a rove Gedolei Yisrael, maybe even by most Gedolei Yisrael. Klai lo divrei minyan zeh. We don't hear them talking about this at all. about how everybody has to learn how it's the biggest thing, and we don't hear this at all. Not only do they not talk about the urgency of learning these things, but they would always say, that's not our Indian, Sisrei Torah. Big people. That's not our Indian, Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah. And instead they say, always Hanigloys, it says in Torah, Hanigloys, Lomluven, and Hanistaris, Lashem Lokeinu. That's Hashem's business, the secrets of Torah, Arizal, whatever. But the Hanigloys is Lomluven, and the revealed Torah is for us and our children. They didn't see any big advantage. They didn't see any big mila to Pnimis HaTorah. Rather, Hayotzi Mitoch Devrei, Ben Ashuris, what comes out from all of their things, what they say and what they talk about and what they write about, between the lines of what they're saying and writing. Vafilo Amu can be Mefurish, and there are even places where you could find this Mefurish that they wrote. Ki Iker Eisek Tzarech Liyaz B'Niglas HaTorah. That the Iker Eisek of Torah, the main occupation of Torah, has to be in Niglas HaTorah. And any Asik in Pnimis HaTorah, it's only Nageya to extraordinary people, or only a few of whom are in every generation, Yechidei Skula, Vesulay Midei. Everybody has tremendous Derech Eretz, Rav Yaakov Hillel, Yibod Mechaim L'chaim, Rav Kaduri, the Baba Sali, and people like that, but that's Yechidei Skula, and we respect them, and we know everybody says it's Kaddish, 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 there's no question, Kaddish, 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 but that's not for us. Reizel L'chayr is Stira Mufareshes. This is an unbelievable Stira L'chayr. It's not like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, it's a Stira Mufareshes. One says that all of Yiddishkeit is... One side says that all of Yiddishkeit and the whole Gula and to be a Jew depends on Sisrei Torah. And the other says, no, the whole Yiddishkeit depends on only Niglas HaTorah. And the star says, not fair, only a few people. We're not talking about people who Chas HaShalom don't believe in the star. You understand? Those are apikarsim. Those are apikarsim. But what about people who believe in it? They just say, no, that's Rav Kaduri. There's a steam of fresh between those Jews who are Isaac in what? Who are Isaac in Rosa der Isa, in the secrets of Tyre? So then Machna ha Isaac in Beniklus of Tyre. And those Yidin to Isaac in Niklus of Tyre. For Eich Yitoch and Stira Shekazu B'divir Tyre. How could there be such a Stira like that? I mean, I can't say. We're talking about our whole life. What are we doing here? And there's such a Stira. How could it be? How could it be such a stira b'divrei Torah? To be continued. Mitzvah Hashem. We'll continue next door of Shabbos.